worse. We're back. No, I'm just kidding. All was for better.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I ate a baby.
You liked that line, didn't you?
It's a podcast.
Not a cast pod.
Be free every day. She'll make you say, oh my God.
She got the scoop.
On pop culture news.
So grab a drink, it ain't what you think. It's Sarah and the crew.
Oh my God! You guys, welcome to the Hey Fresh podcast, the very first one of 2019. I hope you are off to an amazing 2019. Have you set your goals for this year? Because I've got a feeling it's going to be a really good one. Hashtag mine is moving forward. Hashtag mine is getting married. Hashtag is mine is not doing shit unless it has great reward. Hashtag mine is make weird videos, bitch. AJ, what about you?
Well, actually, I want to go back to this because I find it funny. When we were doing this pre-show, you forgot that you were like getting married. I was like, and you're getting married this year, right? And you're like, oh shit, yeah, I forgot about that. I'm like, hello, that's like the biggest thing.
And I'm getting married, everybody.
She's getting married.
And I'm getting married.
Not engaged to, but she's married.
Not engaged at all. My fiancé has no fucking ring. But I have a wedding dress, y'all.
Oh my God, I'm talking British because hopefully you caught up on the show. We released the live show, the 30th anniversary live podcast show. It's the last time I'm doing that because I'm launching a Patreon account.
You've got to.
We're doing it. The Patreon account will have all the live shows. So if you don't make it there, you can just pay for it. But anyway, as a treat, we released it on Monday so you can get caught up on that. But the Christmas, the day after Christmas episode that we did, AJ informed us that when she was a twin, like when you were.
Oh, yeah.
In the womb, you were actually a twin, and at one point, all your cells ate the other one. You ate a baby.
I don't know why I did that accent with it, but it just sounded better. Like, the dingo ate my baby.
It was
like
so that good. Line. So now I've been doing all vacation. My brother loved it. I got messages from people. They're like, hey, that woman that's on with you is really funny. I liked how she ate her baby.
They have no idea who I am. Hey, that rando chick that's on the show.
That's how it starts, though. That's how it starts. So look, we are back live. I'm super excited about today's show. We have one of the most poppin' NFL wives. Ashley Peterson is here. She is a boss babe. She's a makeup mogul. She has Elizabella Cosmetics, which is getting ready to do its official launch end of January, 1st of February. Oh, by the way, she's also married to one of the best NFL players perhaps of all time. Well, that's probably strong. I'll ask her if she feels
yeah,
that way.
I'm
but
like,
but he's pretty good. Adrian Peterson. So she is here today. This is like her last interview before she leaves DC, moves back to Houston. That's where they're originally from. And I can't wait to have her on. I met her actually at Monique Samuel's house when we were taping for Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yes.
And Ashley was so sweet. So we're sitting there and I'm just like, you know, I'm
bashing
awful.
Everybody.
You know, I'm a terrible bitch. Like I really am. I really am. I talk so much trash. So they, you know, Bravo, of course, they want you to talk trash about everyone.
Of course.
I was hosting Monique's live podcast show and we were doing rehearsals. So they were like, okay, well, what are you going to say about Karen Huger? What are you going to say about Ashley Darby? And of course, I wanted to make comments about Michael Darby. All this stuff. So poor Ashley walks in. She's like so sweet. She's there donating her makeup line. And I'm just trashing everyone left and right. And if you can believe it, that woman has enough trust to then come on our show. She's like amazing.
I mean, like as much as you trash people, I'm sure it was like a little bit enjoyable. Like people thought you were funny.
Well, it was funny. They wanted funny. We did funny. It was really so much fun. But I am so curious. You know, makeup is so hot. We love makeup.
Yeah.
And I'm just dying to know like how you even get started with a makeup line.
I know. There's so much competition now. It's like, I feel like a lot of people are doing makeup lines, but you got to be good.
You got to be good.
You got to have a name and you got to be good.
You got it. Right. And what sets you apart? You know what I mean? Like what?
Right.
So we're going to talk to Ashley all about that. So she'll be on here in a few minutes. I did want to get a recap, though, of how your holiday was. We also have some sponsors to thank.
Yes.
I was up in Maine. It was
just living the wilderness life.
Living the wilderness life. It was amazing. I totally went off the grid. No internet, which is so refreshing. It's so refreshing because you get so caught up in trying to make a meme.
Oh.
And then when you get to Maine, no one even knows what the fuck a meme is. So
like,
it's
what
so
is a
awesome.
Meme?
You're people like these memes that y'all doing. What's all that?
What are they? Except they don't talk like that. What do they talk like?
They're like Wicked Mainers.
Wicked Mainers.
I
What's
see
a
you
meme?
Making them memes on the internet. What you making them for?
So in Maine, you're like off the grid. You go on hikes. You like do like you wear like hunting hats with your mom. They're like those orange beanies. What's with that?
You know, famously, my family has said to me, because, you know, obviously they follow me online.
Yeah.
they have famously said to me numerous times when I come to Maine, wow, you really let yourself go when you get here. I'm like, yes, I do. And I truly look like I'm trying to think of like a movie character. Like maybe Charlize Theron when she was in that movie.
Oh, Bad Adult.
Yeah, like,
oh, that
no,
was
what was the one where she was like a lesbian on the run trucker? Like, I look more like that. I do. Okay. I completely let myself go.
Yeah, that picture, you were serving looks of like
I put on the camo. The
frumpiest sweater.
Oh, like, yeah, lumpy. Complete.
You had a beanie. You had like mismatched socks with like the hiker shoes. I was like, what's going on? Did I imagine that? You posted one on your story and it was just like a wreck. I was like, that's a wrap, guys. She's lost it. She's never coming back.
Oh, thanks a lot. Okay. I see how it is.
You captioned it like we're very fashionable up here in Maine. Like you were making jokes.
It is like 20 degrees. And I will tell you this. I'll give this to you and you can put it up. This is me with my mom.
Is the picture I'm talking about.
But here's the thing. We wear orange because my mom, her neighbors are always firing off guns. I don't know what the rules are in Maine. Apparently, you can just shoot guns year-round in your backyard.
Oh, cool.
So they're always blowing things away. So my mom's always like, we gotta wear orange so they know not to shoot us. So we always put on our orange.
So you could literally get hit by a stray bullet in Maine.
The road, I can't even say it's not a street because like not that many people live on it. The road that my mom lives on.
Yeah.
Several years ago, I'm talking like 14 or 15 years ago, a woman was out for a walk with her dog and a stray bullet hit her in the leg. Like that's how off the grid they are. It's not funny, but it's funny.
Sarah, that is like.
It really is. People are like, did you look like Sandra Bullock in Miss Congeniality? I think that's too generous. I think it's more like.
Pre her beauty makeover. Obviously.
Yeah. No, it was I'm definitely Charlize Theron in that movie where she's the lesbian trucker on the run. I'm completely in that.
I'm trying to send this.
But I had a great holiday. It was so awesome. I did purchase a wedding dress. I know many of you are tuning in for two reasons. One, to find out why I bought a wedding dress when I'm not even engaged. But I am getting married in 2019. I already said it.
Yes.
It's probably going to be to Dan, but we don't know.
But we don't know. It's TBD, honestly, at this point. It's like, we have a date ready, but like, maybe not.
We have a date. August 10th. So engagement is going to be coming. So I went to this little store. It was so cute. I have to shout out these people. I did not get a sponsorship. I paid for the dress. Blush Bridal in Maine. And we just went, my mom, my niece, and I, ended up finding the wedding dress that I'm going to wear.
Amazing.
And I got her a bridesmaid's dress because my niece is going to be my bridesmaid. There's no, like, we're not having this whole big party. It's going to be a really simple wedding in Maine.
I love that.
So it was great. It was a really great day.
You're only having your niece as your only bridesmaid.
Yeah. I think my niece and my brother are going to stand up with me, and then Dan's two brothers are going to stand up with him. And that's it.
That's very cute of you guys.
Is it or is it? I don't know. Is this one of those things where you're going to say that, but then after you're going to be like, what kind of redneck?
No, that's a very intimate, I should say. I mean, you know, my brother's fiance, she's having like 15 women stand next to her.
Really?
So that's like the opposite. That's like completely opposite of what you're doing. So
Is she having 15?
Yeah, I think she has like 12 or... There's a lot.
12 bridesmaids?
A lot, yes. But she waited... Well, actually, she's younger than you. A year younger.
Actually,
No, you're very cute. That's really, really like family oriented and intimate.
I want people to come and have a great time. We're going to do a tented wedding at my mom's house. We're going to ask the neighbors not to fire off the guns that day. So hopefully no one gets shot.
Yeah.
So, but it's going to be very intimate. It's going to be really fun. And we're just going to have people like come and dance and eat and have lobsters. And I think we're going to have a great time.
I can't wait. And we're all going up to Maine.
We're all going to Maine.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you're not having flowers. You're doing like a very minimalistic.
Well, we're going to have some flowers.
Okay.
But it will be like, I'm going to put more of the money on the open bar and the food.
Oh, thank
and
God.
Less on the flowers.
Hey, amen to that.
Well, I was kind of thinking of having you do the bartending as well. But
Sarah, everybody would be getting heavy pours. I mean, it would just be like vodka on rocks. Like, no shots of tequila all around. It'd be dangerous. Okay.
Okay.
And you picked a dress out like in 2 seconds. Like, you sent me a picture. You're like, do you like this one? Do you like this one? I'm like, I am your stylist, but this is a wedding dress. This is a whole nother thing.
I put the dress on and everyone, like the woman that was there was like, you'll know. Like, let's start with four or five.
They always say that, but like, do you know?
But I have just gotten to the point of my life, like every year that I live, I'm like, got to be more chill. Just say la vie. Like, it's all good. It's all going to come together.
Yes.
I mean, I am a little bridezilla because I'm flying up my makeup artist. And I've already booked her.
That was like your first thing on the list.
That was like the second thing. She was booked before the church. That was like, you know where your priorities are at. I'll have to ask Ashley about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to look good for your day.
Yes, and you've got to have great makeup.
You do. That is really important.
Anyway, so, but yeah, I tried on like 4 dresses and boom, we knew.
That's it?
Yep. I was like, I'm not going to be bridezilla. Wow. I want this to be about like my mom and my niece and like just having a great time. And we tried on the 4th one. I was like, I'm in love with it. And like once it's like tailored and fitted and I'm not going to do like a full reveal yet. Like I'll wait until this summer to actually reveal it. But I think like it's simplistic and beautiful, but then we'll be able to really glam it up with the makeup and hair.
Definitely. Like a Jackie O look. Like she always glammed it up with the hair and makeup.
Lamb.
But I can't believe you picked it out in 4 tries. I feel like I'm going to be so indecisive. I'm like, no, not that. I want mermaid. I want, you know.
I'm like older. We've been together forever. As you know, you're privy to all the highs and lows of my relationship. We've been through it all. We've made up, broken up, gotten back together.
Therapy.
Been to a million therapists. We've like done it all. And I think it's just, you know, my own crazy. Like, I think he's been waiting for me to go, okay, what do you, you know, if you want this, I want this too.
Yeah.
But my thing is, I've been searching for, like, well, maybe he could be better in this department. But, like, I just think of all the great things that he does.
Good outweighs the bad.
Hey, and, like, I just really love him. Like, all the times that I've wanted to break up with him or whatever, I'm like, I can't imagine my life without him. So
that's when you know, sweetheart.
It's a go.
It's a go.
It's a go.
I mean, tomorrow it'll be a no.
Yeah, please. But I mean, by in March, I'll be like, guys, I don't know if it's on. But anyway, we got a couple of sponsors to thank, and then we're going to get Ashley Peterson on here. We have to thank Dr. Mintz. It's a new year, and you're probably thinking about taking better care of your health. Dr. Mintz is the guy. Go to drmintz.com. He is a licensed, certified medical marijuana doctor in D.C. and in Maryland. He does everything for you. So you pay a one-time $250 fee if you're suffering from depression, PTSD, anxiety. Maybe you've got a teenager, they're dealing with some emotional issues, stress. All that medical marijuana can treat. One-time $250 fee, a lot of that is reimbursable by your insurance. Dr. Mintz takes you through all that. Plus, he helps you get the medical marijuana card, walks you through the whole process. Then you're certified, boom. If you want more information, drmintz.com. We also recently did a Facebook Live, which is on Hey Frasch Podcast Facebook page. You can check him out there. Definitely worth doing. And I think you'll really love it. Also, Dr. Mary at TotalDentalCareMD.com. They are in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Love them. I'm going to actually see Dr. Mary tomorrow. I'm having my first cleaning with her. So she's awesome. They are a full dental service. Everything from pediatric dentistry all the way to adults. They do sedation. If you're terrified of going to the dentist, maybe you haven't been in the past couple of years, do not fear. Dr. Mary and her partners got together to create a practice that is putting the patient first. It is not about insurance. It's not about rushing you in and out. They don't turn patients away. Go see them. TotalDentalCareMD.com. Tell them that the Hey Frasch podcast sent you. I'm going to be posting tomorrow. I'm going to go for my cleaning. And they also service periodontal disease, which I have. That's an issue with your gums. If you have it, you certainly know. But definitely check them out if you are looking for a new dentist. All right. So we're going to get Ashley in here. And there's a couple of stories, too, I wanted. Actually, we'll see her way on some of the pop culture stuff. People are saying, people are saying Happy New Year, ladies. And then Megan says, hey, ladies. Also, they want to know about the guy that called me over vacation and wanted to account for why my phone number was in his phone. Come on in. Ashley Peterson's coming in right now.
Woo!
Yes. Oh, my God. We love this woman. You are so gorgeous.
Body is snatched. Hair is snatched.
I mean,
eyebrows on fleek.
I mean, like, isn't literally. She amazing?
You're a Barbie.
You're like
a Barbie.
I know, you are so cute.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my
Thank
God.
Thank you for having me.
You look amazing. All right, I want to ask your opinion. This happened to me over the Christmas break. Do you think this is weird? What's that?
If you don't want to, you don't have to.
Oh, I hear you so much better, so that's good.
Good. And then just get up a little. Let's see.
She's like, what about my hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on.
It still looks fantastic, though.
So, yeah, there you go. Oh my God. The hair looks fabulous.
Thank you.
Seriously. It's a lot of pressure, though, to be a makeup mogul, don't you think? Like, you always have to look on.
That's how I feel. I feel like, okay, no, we can't have, like, a 5-day. We have to be on a 10 every day.
That's why I'm coming out with a camo line. Because, like, if you just have camouflage, like, people expect you to look dumpy. Like, then I don't have to try. Then I just don't even.
You have to worry about it.
You're an Oklahoma girl. You must have grown up, like, kind of redneck, you know? I mean, it's, like, a little in the sticks. What were you guys doing when you were growing up?
You know, actually, it's really funny because I'm literally an Okie from Muskogee. My family's from Muskogee, Oklahoma. And but, you know, I grew up in Broken Arrow. I grew up in Tulsa, so it's a little more fast paced, I guess you could say, for Oklahoma.
Okay, so it was like a little more middle class, high end. Like you weren't out in the sticks of Oklahoma.
No, I definitely wasn't. I graduated with like close to 2,000.
In your high school?
Hold on, say that again.
I graduated with like close to 2,000 people in my class.
Okay, so you like were in a real suburban area. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were not out shooting guns.
No, but my dad does. Okay. My dad and my brother, they hunt, they shoot bow and arrows, all that.
Okay, they know. All right, good.
They know all about that.
All right, I want to ask your opinion on this. Over the Christmas break, I get this phone call from this guy who says, oh, hey, my name is so-and-so, and my wife is asking me, my wife or girlfriend, I can't even remember what he said, is asking me to go through my phone and account for every phone number, and I want to know why your number is in my phone. And I'm like, dude, I don't know. I have no idea like where I would know you. And he's like, well, I work at a car dealership. I'm a mechanic. So do you think that you ever owned a certain, like, he's like, do you think you ever owned a Porsche? I was like, no, I don't
think I'd remember that.
Yeah. Gee, if I owned a Porsche, I think I would know. He's like, I'm sure like you came in for car service. Like he was trying to get me to say that I came in for car service. I'm just so, this conversation went on. And I'm thinking to myself, do I love this woman that she made this guy go through and like dial every number, or I'm like, am I being pranked? It was so bizarre. But I just texted him. I was like, you know what? I want this guy to get on the show. So aren't you curious? Like, I want to know what's going on in their relationship. That like
she has to go through every. That's a lot.
Well, I wanted to call him back and be like, sir, I think if you kept your dick in your pants, you probably wouldn't be going through your phone. So, you know, I
mean, maybe she's crazy. Maybe the woman is crazy. You know, she's just controlling.
Well, don't you think? I mean, they've obviously got something going on.
Right? Yeah, clearly.
Anyway, I thought
like,
that was
let's
pretty amazing.
Start the new year out like this.
Let me go through your entire phone.
Anyway, I'm so happy you're on this show.
Thank you.
I was talking about how we met. I feel so bad that the first time you met me, we were like on Bravo and we were totally trashing all the housewives.
I know. And I was just over there like in my business, sipping my wine.
You were so sweet.
But you were so funny, though. But I was just trying to like stay right here in my lane.
No drama.
I am not for the drama, honey.
Well, okay. But you're good friends with Monique and Chris Samuels, right?
I do know Monique. Yes.
So how did you two meet?
Actually, it's really funny. My friend Cookie invited me to Monique's house when she had her rainbow party. So that's actually when I met her. And we just like clicked. She's so sweet. So we clicked instantly and we hit it off. And then I ended up coming to her live podcast and, you know, sold my product there and everything. And she's great. I love her. She's so sweet.
And so you have Elizabella Cosmetics.
I do.
New cosmetic line that you started.
Brand new.
Getting ready to do a big rollout and launch end of January, 1st of February.
Yes.
So tell us, like, how did this even come about?
You know, it started so long ago. I've always loved makeup. I've loved makeup since I was a kid. When I was about 5, my mom gave me a makeup set for Christmas. And I instantly just fell in love. I started doing my makeup. And my dad was like, oh, have you seen Ashley? Like, she has a full face of makeup on. And
he was 5?
Like, yeah. He was like, but it looks good. I just love it. I've always loved beauty and makeup, and my mom was really into makeup too. So when I was in like middle school, she actually sold Mary Kay Cosmetics, and so
love it.
I was like in heaven. I got to try all her products. I got to help her sell and set up her parties. So I learned so much, not just from the makeup side of that, but I also got to learn like how she ran her business. And my mom's like a major business mind anyway. Like she has a business degree and all that. So she put it all together, and she did really well until she just felt like stopping, I think, because it was just a lot. But she did really well. So I had an opportunity to watch her learn to love makeup even more. And then when I was 21, I moved to Los Angeles and I started modeling. And, you know, so I was with Ford Models, actually, and with Abrams Artist Agency.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So you land that when you're 21. I mean, that's like the top.
I know. It was so crazy how it happened, too. I was still living in Oklahoma. I was going to OU, and I've always been someone that, like, when I decide I want to do something, like, I go after it completely. So I was like, you know what? I knew I always wanted to model, but I was like, I'm really going to do this. So I went to LA. I went to every open call at every agency. And that day, Ford Models was like, okay, if you move here from Oklahoma, we'll sign you. So, like, I think a couple months later, I went back to Oklahoma, got all my stuff together.
You just, like, like went back. You're like, okay, well, yeah. I'm going, guys.
Got all my stuff together and I moved back to LA.
On your own?
Yes. I had an uncle out there. My uncle Reggie lived in Inglewood.
Oh,
and
that's
so
great.
I stayed with him, and his wife, Toya, lived right off of like Rodeo and La Cienega. So I live with them for like maybe 2 months or so. I slept on my aunt's couch.
Wow.
And yeah, while I tried to find an apartment and all that. And it was like so scary, but it was the most fulfilling thing I've ever done.
Okay, so you start getting modeling gigs.
Mm-hmm.
So what was like the biggest point for your modeling career?
You know, probably I would say I did like a McDonald's campaign. So that was really huge.
Get out.
Yeah.
What were you doing in the McDonald's commercial?
I was just sipping it was like for like a new mocha or something like that. And so I was like in a McDonald's coffee commercial, and that was really big. I did Target right before. Actually, I stopped modeling when I got pregnant with my first son, and I ended up moving back to Houston. But I did Vibe magazine like right before I was pregnant with him. As a matter of fact, I was like maybe 2 or 3 months pregnant.
So you posed for Vibe?
Yeah. And that was like my last modeling gig. And then I ended up like, you know, moving to Texas with my now husband and all that. But
damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you had like an incredible career. This is so awesome.
It was so much fun. I lived out there for like until I was 25, and I worked and lived there for years.
Wow. So now it's time for like the next chapter and makeup, which you love. And
love.
When your mom was doing it, did you guys ever get the pink Mary Kay Cadillac? Like, I
we
wanted that.
We never did. We never got the Cadillac, but that would have been super cool. That would have been super.
I feel like I read, like, don't you have to sell like $1 million or something, like $2 million
to get that?
I know. I'm like, yeah. I always wanted to be a Mary Kay rep. I know nothing about makeup, believe me. As you saw, I know more about camo.
Well, I see your hot pink lipstick. It looks good.
I love a good lip. I do.
That's, I'm telling you, a good lip, like you can have your full face on, and if your lip is off, it throws the whole thing off. Or you can have no makeup and have a good lip on, and you look amazing.
I totally agree. You've got to go bold lip. And that's why, and I know that about you, you love like a bold lip.
I love red.
Red.
That's my color.
Which is a hard color to pull off.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
So tell us about this. Okay, so what can we expect when Elizabella launches? Like, your lip kit is like your signature thing, right?
It is. So I have, right now I'm actually wearing the Bella lip kit.
It's
which
gorgeous.
Is like, thank you. It's the nude lip kit. I kept it nude for you all today. I was like, let me just take it down here for him today. But the nude lip kit is Cameo Lip Tracer with Girl Talk Liquid Velvet Lipstick and then Sugar Lip Vinyl Lacquer Diamond Lava on top of it.
Diamond Lava. Where's the Diamond Lava? Do you
this
have it?
This is the Diamond Lava that I have on top. And it's because it's like so shiny and it just goes on so smooth.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And thank you. And it coats and it stays on forever. I love it. Like, look at that texture.
Oh my God, that's great.
I love
it. So with the lip kit, you have how many steps? Is it 2 steps or 3?
No, 3 steps. So you put on your lip tracer first because that's so important. It's so important to line your lips. You don't have to all the time, but I think it gives it more definition and it just helps that color to set. And then I put on this liquid velvet lipstick, Girl Talk. Mm-hmm. And so look at this texture and it stays on all day.
Oh my gosh, that's great too.
It's so velvety. It's so soft. And then on top of that, I put this one, Sugar Lip.
Sugar Lip. Okay, so we're going to have 3 steps when we do it. Okay.
Yes. And then I have the red lip kit, which is actually my Bella lip kit. And Bella is my signature red.
Bella is signature red.
I love Bella. Oh, so this is Bella.
So how'd you come up with the names for the different...
You want to know? I literally just sit around and... Anytime I think of an idea, I put it on my notepad. And then when I'm like deciding what I want to name the colors, I go look back at my notepad and I'm like, you know what? You look like a Girl Talk. And that's how I do it.
Really?
Yes.
So they just come to you that way?
They just come to me. I'm super creative. Like, I'm a creative person. I'm an artiste.
You are an artiste. I mean, to move to LA and land an agent, like, at 21, that is incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. And it was, like, such an amazing experience. Ford was amazing. my agent Steve was great, and I learned so much, and that just helped me even more to like learn about makeup. I got to try so many different looks, and I just love how it makes you feel. I love makeup I makes you feel, you know?
Yeah.
It can totally change your mood.
It transforms you.
It really does. Yeah. And that's what I love about it. I love the part that allows you to almost like just change and just be something different, and you just feel so fierce and you're ready.
Oh,
you know?
I agree. I think it looks so amazing.
Thank you.
So what do you, okay, now this, I feel like 2018 was a year of a lot of makeup lines. You have Kylie Jenner, I mean, she might have launched in 2017, but you've got a lot of big name people out there launching mm-hmm. makeup. So what do you think is missing in the marketplace?
You know, honestly, I try a lot of makeup. And when I tried this formula for Elizabella Cosmetics, I was like, oh, this formula is like, I mean, because I do lipstick, so I have tried every lipstick out there. But when I tried this one and saw how velvety it was, how smooth it was, and then the fact that it stays on all day, that, like, you can't get that. It doesn't happen, you know? That's what I loved about it. And I was like, oh, this right here is amazing, you know? And with the Diamond Lavas, you get the full color of a lipstick, but you get the shine of a gloss. So that's what I love, because everything, it's like either matte, velvet matte, or it's, you know, shiny. There's not, and then the color palette is just so different. I actually, I'm not going to say the name of the red that I always wear, but I am very loyal to my brand. So I had a red that I wore all the time. That was the only red I wore.
Okay.
And when I tried Bella, I never wore it again.
That was it.
That was it. I fell in love.
So when you decide to launch something like a makeup line, I mean, where do you even start? Now, obviously, you had some connections, but like to make the formulas, do you go somewhere? Is there like an institute? Is there someplace where you go and kind of mix everything? How do you even start?
Yeah, so you have to start by finding your manufacturer. That's how you have to start. And that is what, I mean, really the hardest thing, because that's your whole makeup line, you know? And you have to make sure that you get a manufacturer that you love their formulas, and that they work with you with the colors and the packaging. Like, it is so much that goes into it. Your packaging, your branding, and exactly, you know, how long they take. All of those things go into it when you go in trying to find the right manufacturer for your business.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's a huge undertaking, I'm sure.
It is. It is. And you know what? I was totally unaware of how huge when I got into this. It was one of those things where, you know, I've always loved beauty and makeup, so I always knew that I wanted my own cosmetics line. But it was something that you feel is unattainable. You're like, oh gosh, I would love to do that one day. You know?
Yeah, but where to even start?
Exactly. Yeah. And I was talking to a girlfriend one day, and I was like, man, I really want to do this. And she was like, Ashley, why don't you just do it? And I was like, you know what? It's really that easy. Let me go ahead and just do this. And that day, I started working on it. I started researching and just looking up all the different manufacturers that I wanted to look into, thinking about my branding and all of that. And I just took off running with it. And it's so much fun that it's a lot of work, but it's work that I love to do, so I enjoy it and it doesn't feel like work.
So what are you guys planning for the rollout? You'll be in Houston.
I will. So I leave on Sunday.
Are you going to do makeup events? Are you going to do pop-ups? What's the kind of plan where we'll be able to see you
Absolutely.
And Elizabella?
Absolutely. We'll do all that. We'll do makeup shows. We'll do events, pop-ups. I had two really successful pop-ups here in the DMV area while I was here, so I'll definitely do that in our hometown, Houston. And I'm going to have, you know, the full marketing surrounding it. I get to do it big. You know, yeah. I wanted to do a soft launch while I was here, because I really wanted to get the product out while I was here.
Yep.
And so now that I get to go, I'm going back home and I'm in my element. I have my whole team there, and we are going to get to work as soon as I get back.
I'm sure you have a lot on your plate.
I do. But it makes life fun. It makes life interesting. I never get bored.
Can imagine. Well, this is your first year in DC.
It is.
Because you and Adrian have been married how many years?
4 years now.
4 years. Mm-hmm. You guys come here. He's playing for the Redskins, mm-hmm. played for the Redskins this season. So how did you like living in Virginia?
I actually really liked it.
Did you own Ashford?
I do. It's really quiet. It's very family oriented, which I love. Our boys love it. And so, you know, that's super important that they like it. They have so many friends and they love it. And
did
so
they like it? Yeah.
They love it. And so that was one of the main things. I wasn't sure how the kids would do, you know, coming out to a new place, but they instantly fell in love. They love their friends, their school. So that like made a huge weight off my back because I just felt like, okay, the kids love it, so everyone's good. And it's just super chill, and I really like that. It's like you can get the city if you want it because it's not too far away, but we can just be out there relaxing, you know, in our little area.
So, I mean, with in your position, because obviously there's more eyes on you considering who your husband is, does that add pressure? Are you more nervous about putting out Elizabella? Because, I mean, you guys are high profile.
I know. And you know what? I sometimes don't even realize like how high profile, because I try to not
hey,
be.
You live
in,
it.
Yeah. You know, and I try to kind of stay off the blogs and all that kind of stuff, you know, and we're just so normal. We're so chill, you know, that it kind of escapes me sometimes. But I was a little more because I knew that, OK, once I put something out there, like everyone's going to be like, oh, Adrian Peterson's wife, you know, and it's like spotlight on me. So I wanted to make sure, I'm like, if I'm going to do this, I want to do it the right way, you know? And I think it's gone well so far. And so
yeah,
I'm super excited about what's to come for the future.
You seem like you handle it really well. Like, you know, and I don't know Adrian, but it seems like he's supportive as well. And it seems like neither one of you mind that the other shines. But is that, I mean, do you have to work at that? Because that's, you guys are both, you've had a successful modeling career too.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, actually, he's so supportive. He's so supportive of anything I want to do. Thanks. So when I told him I wanted to do this, he was like, okay, well, go ahead. You know, how can I help? What can I do? And of course, you know, his career is like his love, and I know that. So I am so happy anytime he's doing well and flourishing. You know, when he's happy, I'm happy. So we just balance each other out, and we're super supportive of like the dreams that we both have. And so we just want to do our best to help each other reach those marks that we have.
So like after football, he'll be doing all the pop-ups, like he'll be putting up all the stuff for you.
What's funny? He came to Monique's podcast
yeah,
with me
great.
And he was helping me like put stuff away after it was over. He's so helpful. He's so normal.
Up the makeup.
He was.
Babe, get the lip kits. Let's go.
He was. And I was sitting there talking and he was packing everything up. He's so supportive.
He seems like a kind of a quiet guy, though. Are you the more like, but you're so funny because you were like, oh, I'm not like, I'm nervous. And you're like, I don't do a lot of interviews, but you're such a natural.
Thank you. You know, everyone says that.
Yes. So, how are you? You're like, are you more outgoing in the relationship?
I think so. Both of us are kind of reserved, though. He's super quiet.
Yeah, he was like so quiet at Monique's. He was quiet. He never said like a word when we came around with a microphone. I was like, sir, are you okay?
He's really chill. Really chill. Yeah, I mean, he's from Palestine, Texas. So tiny town in Texas. He's really chill. We're both just very, you know, I'm from Oklahoma, so we're both just really like normal. I think a lot more normal than people think we are. Very chill. I'm in sweats and yoga pants a lot. You know, I'm with the kids all the time. And I like to call myself an outgoing introvert. That's how I think of myself, you know, so I can like turn it on. But like at Monique's, I'm just super, I'm very comfortable.
I don't know if she's having a good time or.
I'm very comfortable sitting back and watching. I observe a lot.
When are you two going to do a reality show? You'd be so good.
You know, it's so funny. We have been approached to do a reality show.
I bet.
But I don't know. I'm up in the air about that. I would have to just kind of see how it all developed, or you know, just kind of see about that, because we're very, you know, again, we're a little maybe boring for a reality show because we're just living our everyday life, you know. And so when we get back to Texas, you know, we're just, but I mean, we do have a lot going on. We move around a lot. Yeah. He actually owns a gym in Texas, too. So we're working with that a lot.
Well, and it's, you know, all these reality shows, you have to, like, bring the drama in some way.
Yeah.
You know, so that's going to be
so
tough.
So not drama. Like,
yeah, you don't
I don't
seem,
like drama.
Yeah. You don't
I'm really
seem
chill.
Okay, well, no reality show.
You know, I think it would have to be like a situation that we just felt really comfortable with, because I wouldn't want anyone like trying to create drama. Like, I am not about that life. You know, yeah. I just want to enjoy my life and, you know, be friendly with women. I don't like tearing other women down, you know.
That's what I really liked about you, is you seem friendlier sometimes. You know, obviously money and fame does different things to different people, but you seem completely unfazed by all that. Like, you're so approachable and really kind. And I've heard that about you from everyone, you know, Monique and everyone, all her friends. And I'm like, that's so great, because I don't know, sometimes you meet various NFL people or sports people and they just have a whole different air about them.
Right, right. No, I agree. I think with us being from like smaller towns, you know, and just being the way we grew up, you know, we're very grounded, and I would like to say, you know, humble and just, you know, I mean, money can change people, but I just feel like money doesn't make you, you know, when all the money's gone, like, who are you as a person,
right.
You know, and that's what you should work on. And so I never let that kind of stuff get to me, because just like that, it can all be gone, you know?
Well, you've got that McDonald's commercial money.
Yeah,
anyway,
I know.
So, really,
I made a lot of money off of that at 21.
Yeah. Plus Target. I mean, you don't really need Adrian. Like, I mean, you know,
let me tell you, rolling in the dough.
I mean, I believe you were already doing well for yourself. Please.
Yeah. He had just gone to Minnesota. He got drafted to Minnesota, and I moved out to LA, and we just kind of, you know, lived our life for a little while. And but it was a great experience. It was a great experience. And so I think just seeing so many different things, seeing so many different walks of life, you know.
Yeah.
I'm an Oklahoma girl, you know, at the end of the day. So I just am who I am, and I'm always going to be who I am.
Well, you're so down to earth and just so sweet. We do have a giveaway that we're going to do. So
we do.
Anybody today that shares the podcast, because we're always live on my Facebook page, Hey Fresh Podcast, you can share today's link. And also, where can people follow you? Because I want everybody today to follow you, support you. You're going to have a big rollout. Hopefully, you're going to be back in the D.C. area next year. But I guess you guys don't know that till when. Is that?
Well, right now, since it's the very end of the season, they go through, you know, their whole process or whatever, contract negotiations and all that. And hopefully we'll know in the next couple of months, you know, if we'll be back here next year. That's our hope. We really liked it here. So
it's great.
Yeah.
I love to hear, because sometimes people, you know, the D.C. area, it can be funny for people, you know, especially a different feel from Oklahoma or Texas.
Yeah. I was nervous. I was nervous about the East Coast because I didn't know how we would like it. But I didn't.
I
was
not like, these East Coasters I know.
I was like, I don't know.
They can
know.
Be uptight.
Yeah. You know, like,
it's laid back in
South.
Oklahoma. Yeah. In the South. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Everybody is like, they've got their truck. The windows are down. Everyone says hi. I love the South.
I know, I know. And the food, like everything. That's home. And so I wasn't sure how this would be, you know, because I like New York to visit, but I would never want to live in New York. So I wasn't sure if this was going to be like that or, you know, quite how it would be. But it was way more chill than we expected. Ashburn's super family oriented. And so we just fit right in. So I really like it.
Yeah. And do your boys play football?
They do.
So they're on their way to being little football stars too.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to steer them into like baseball.
Safer.
Or basketball. Safer. You know, let's get those guaranteed contracts, guys. But they're not having any parts of it.
Really?
They are all about football.
Now, I feel like you're going to need a daughter here pretty soon. Because, I mean, who are you going to do all the makeup on?
I know. It's so sad.
I feel like I'm not putting any pressure on you and Adrian, but I'm just saying. Like,
it's so sad. But, you know, I'm enjoying my three boys right now.
They're so fun.
They are so fun. Boys are funny, man. They're so simple. Like, cut their hair, give them a football, feed them, you know, and they're good to go. Girls, I feel like if I had a girl too, she would be just so.
How extra?
Like on 100, okay? I think she would be so much. And I don't know if my house can handle two of me. So
your daughter would literally have full face of makeup like at two.
She'd have her little lip gloss.
Completely. Actually, it was so funny because we were talking about different stories to talk about. Have you seen Target? It has sold out of the Pui Patan. It's like a handbag that's a Louis Vuitton ripoff. And it's essentially the poop emoji with Louis Vuitton logo on it. Here's what it looks like.
Oh my God.
This is sold out for girls. And I'm obsessed with this. I want one.
That's so funny.
They're being sued, by the way.
No.
By Louis Vuitton. Yeah, of course.
Well, you can't put like fake Louis on a poop. You know? I'm sure they were just so offended by that. But it's cute.
Isn't that so cute? I'm like, God, I'd actually wear that as a real handbag. It's like, how so adorable. Cute.
It is. And I could totally see, like, my little girl would love all that.
Well, she'd have, like,
stuff.
A real Louis Vuitton. Let's be honest. Exactly. Like, she'd have the full luggage, you know, the whole
Not
thing.
Not at two. That we did, we, like, maybe six.
Okay. No? Wait till six? And then you, I mean, seriously, you need the Kim, you need, like, the Kris Kardashian, rich as fuck. Like, you need that luggage.
I know. Oh my gosh. Seriously. I know what you're talking about now. I saw it on Instagram the other day.
Seriously.
She's so funny. She's like my spirit animal.
Isn't she amazing?
She's so funny. Like, and she's so smart, clearly, you know. I love Kris Jenner.
I know.
I don't know her, but I feel like we'd be really good friends if we met.
You need to know her. Yeah, she'd be amazing. Although I feel like they don't give anybody any of their secrets. Like, you know what I mean? They're like this whole
like
crafted
thing. It's
like
a cult, like a clan.
Definitely.
They're right there.
I know. You got to get in with Rob. I feel like Rob's the weakest link. Like, he's like the one that...
Nobody knows where Rob is.
Rob is lost. Where's Rob? All right. At the end of the show, we do four things that are popping. That's all celebrity news. We totally want you to weigh in. Speaking of one, is Kanye West and Kim Kardashian announced they're going to have their fourth kid via surrogate?
Oh.
That's the rumor.
Well, that's cute. They have cute kids. So that's
They do
good.
Have cute kids. What
they
do you think
have really cute kids.
Any ideas what you guys think they'll name this one? I mean, they have Chai. They have North. They have Saint.
South.
Or
that's a good one.
I mean, yeah, we could go on and on.
I know. I don't know. That's because those names are like,
What do you think? And Kanye West has announced that he talked to Joe Rogan, the very famous podcaster, and they're talking about doing a podcast together because Kanye feels like he needs a space where he can really say and be understood. You think that's a good idea?
That would be amazing. It would be number one podcast.
It would be huge.
Everyone would listen. You know, Kanye, I think he's misunderstood. He's creative.
Do you?
He's an artiste, okay?
I agree
and
with that.
And they're weird sometimes.
Absolutely.
But I think if he had a space to let it all out, we would understand him a lot more.
Do you think?
I do.
I always go back and forth too. I mean, is he this creative genius that we don't understand, or is he, I don't know, is it a decline of mental health?
I'm not sure. I think he's a creative genius. I do. That's my vote. And I think that if he had a space to really get out there, you know, we would learn so much more about Kanye. I think he's a creative genius.
I mean, I'm really curious. Because, like, you're in that world. Do you have a lot of people that just, I feel like a little bit Kanye is surrounded by people that, but they just keep encouraging the kind of, I guess,
well, you know that,
I don't know.
I mean, when you get to be, like, so famous like that, and when everything is just, like, picked at, like, that,
yeah, it's a
that
lot.
Wears on you. It does, you know? And, I mean, you might go a little crazy sometimes. You might have a few rants, you know? And the media just takes that and runs with it and just perpetuates that. So I think he's just, you know, a little misunderstood. And then going into the Kardashian world, you know.
Oh, I think it would be so difficult as a guy to be in that. The only one that seems, Scott Disick navigates it well. And I think Travis Scott does too, because I think he has a good like boundary.
Yeah, and he has like his total own thing going on. And I mean, as does Kanye, but when you're with Kim, and I mean, it's like Kim.
Okay, so you're with someone that's famous, but do you ever get nervous meeting famous people? Or are you like, oh, please, I live in this world?
I have never gotten there. Let me tell you a story. So we went to, I forget what it's called, but it's like the Two Kings dinner or something like that.
What's that?
They have it, I believe it's All-Star Weekend. It's during All-Star Weekend, and Jay-Z and LeBron did it every year. I don't know if they still do it, but they did it every year. And so we went to that dinner, and Beyonce walked in. Yes, and I was like, baby, I have to meet Beyonce. So Jay and B were walking out. They were walking to the elevator, and my husband went and grabbed Jay-Z and was like, you know, hey, she really wants to meet your wife, please. So we get on the elevator with them. And Beyonce was like, oh, I love your dress. You look so pretty. And I was like, you look so pretty. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, it's so nice to meet you. And I literally just stared at her like this.
I mean, I would have done the same thing.
Like, I've never, ever...
been, like, starstruck.
Never in life been starstruck. But Beyonce literally had me speechless. She probably thinks I was the weirdest person ever in life. I couldn't talk. And then we were going on an elevator going down. So the whole time, I'm sitting there like this. Just
like you're forced to be there, yeah.
And staring at her.
They had insane security. I feel like they probably had security people.
It actually wasn't, like, so much. There was some security, but it was me, my husband, her cousin Angie Beyonce.
Okay.
I don't know. And then Jay and her, and then maybe one security guard. So it wasn't that much like that, but I literally froze And I had no idea what to say. I was just looking at her like,
I'm so glad.
I'm sure she thinks I'm like the weirdest, craziest person she's ever seen. Listen, Beyonce, it was the one. Listen, girl, we'll be best friends in real life, okay?
Yeah, are you going to send like a bunch of famous people your makeup kits? You've got to.
I should send Beyonce some.
You
huh?
have to.
I know.
You've got to.
Let me find out how to get it to her.
Okay, Tiffany Haddish over the weekend in Miami bombs on stage, ends up drinking Ciroc, went on Twitter, apologized, said, yeah, it did happen. Are you a Tiffany Haddish fan, Ashley?
I am. I like her. Girl Talk, yeah. And then that new movie with her and Kevin Hart was so funny.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but it was so funny.
I love Tiffany Haddish. I think it's great. Who knows why she wasn't prepared? She was probably exhausted. But I felt, talk about pressure. So many people in the front row videoing like how bad it was, posting it. It was terrible.
Yeah. See, I hate that kind of stuff. You know, everyone can't be on every single day.
It's the truth.
Now, she probably should have been on then, but stuff happens.
Choose your days.
Well, yeah. What happens? I mean, how does Adrian, like, do you guys read any of the comments? Because I'm sure when the Redskins lose, does he just get bombarded with, you suck? Like, it must be awful.
You know, we do read them sometimes, and it does affect you. Like, I think people, I don't know what people are thinking. Like, these are real people.
These are normal
people that have feelings, and of course it affects you. That's why I try not to look at it, because I get really mad and I'll like write back like, huh.
You will?
And I'll write and then I'll delete. Like, no, don't do that, you know? But it's hard sometimes because people are just not thoughtful and like,
I think it's more brutal than ever. Like, mm-hmm. I really do. I mean, we've had the past couple of years these sort of anti-bullying campaigns, and I'm always like, are these working, or is it just drive people to be almost more like anonymous as to who they are, but even meaner because they feel like they can't do it publicly? So it's almost this way of like, you know, you click on their profile, they have 2 followers, they're clearly a fake account,
right?
You know, it's right. So have you ever thought about that? Maybe you need a fake account where you can just go troll the people.
You know, listen, I don't have that kind of time, honey. I'm very busy, okay? No.
How do you feel about Pete Davidson? He also did a stand-up set and addressed Ariana Grande, their breakup, and then the Louis C.K. coming back, which he did not have good things to say. But my thing with Pete Davidson is, isn't he supposed to be in rehab? Like, they took him off Saturday Night Live. He's obviously dealing with a lot of things. And then he does a stand-up set, basically, and railing on Louis C.K.
Well, I don't even know who the C.K. person is. And I didn't know who Davidson was until he got with Ariana Grande. So,
I mean,
are
that blew him up.
Are you surprised that those two have broken up?
You know, not so much. It sucks. It's unfortunate. But in that industry, it's really hard to keep a relationship going. Like, you have to try to keep it super private, or it's just extremely difficult.
I know. I feel bad for him, but he's taken it so hard. He says that after Thank You Next came out by Ariana Grande, his mother is a teacher, and that kids were taunting his mom at school by singing Thank You Next to her. Oh. Like, isn't that crazy in the hallways?
It's affected
and stuff?
The whole family now.
It's affected the whole. Isn't that terrible?
That's really sad. That's like super terrible, high profile, man. Yeah.
I know.
I'd be a lot.
Like, fuck you, kid. You're going to detention. Like,
I don't think you can say that to the kids.
Okay, this is why I'm not a parent. Lastly, I used to be the biggest R. Kelly fan. No, you can't, you know, support him anymore because of all the allegations. But now a former R. Kelly backup singer recounts seeing him having sex with 15-year-old Aaliyah. This is what she tells Complex.com. She says that she walked in on them when they were on tour, and she said it was obvious. Everyone was upset, and she says the ramifications of what Robert did still have people in his circle and outer circle talking. So you think they'll ever... anything is coming for R. Kelly as far as arrest? Because it seems like a lot more is coming out about him.
Oh, he keeps dodging the bullets, though.
Isn't it crazy? I'm like, how is this guy still performing and nothing so far?
I don't know. And isn't there like I don't know if there's like a statute of limitations for stuff like that. So, I mean, right. Aaliyah, that was a long time ago, you know?
Yeah.
And so maybe I don't know, but that is a lot. That's a lot. And maybe she should have said that like 15 years ago.
Right? Come out when it actually happened? Yeah.
Right.
I used to love R. Kelly, but I don't support him anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 12 Play was everything, but yeah. That was a long time ago.
That was back before we knew he was a creep. Okay, when are you coming out with your talk show? Are you going to do a YouTube talk show?
I am, and it's kind of like a secret surprise. Not anymore. It's not a secret surprise anymore.
No,
thank you.
Yeah. No, okay.
No, but yes, I really, really wanted to do that. Almost like a red table talk.
Hell yeah,
but,
you've got so much personality. Will your parents be on? I'm curious to meet your parents.
Oh, like, my mom. You would love her. If you love me, you would love her. She's like me times 100. Yes, she's so funny. She's so funny, and I'm a little mini mom. My dad's so chill. He's like AD. He's like my husband. He's
really
so chill, so relaxed. He just wants to go hunt and fish and play his sports, you know, and he builds things. He fixes things. So he's so relaxed, but they're cool. My parents are really cool.
Because Red Table Talk, basically, Jada has on her mom, mm-hmm. Willow. You know, then, you know, Will Smith comes on.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they haven't had their son, though, have they? Jaden has a bit on, has he?
I don't think he's been on yet.
No.
I think he's probably been doing his own thing, but I'm sure he will be on. But I love that. I love that she has three generations.
Yes.
And I think it's great, the topics that they touch on. Mine would be a lot more chill, you know, a little bit of a younger feel, a lot more relaxed, different co-hosts every time. But it's something that I'm working on. I can't wait to share it with everyone.
You've got so much coming up. It's so exciting.
So much.
Look, I really appreciate you being on this show. I hope you had fun.
I did.
We wanted to make it fun and not crazy because we want to be invited to the house in Houston. Like we want to come to the makeup party. Yeah.
Yes, I really enjoyed it. Thank you guys for having me.
So we are doing a giveaway from Elizabella Cosmetics. Everybody needs to follow Ashley Peterson. We absolutely love her. She is amazing. Of course, if you're a Redskins fan, you know her husband, Adrian Peterson. But her line is coming out full launch end of January, 1st of February. It's Elizabella Cosmetics on Instagram.
It is Elizabella Cosmetics and Mrs. Ashley Peterson on Instagram for my personal.
And then we're doing a fun giveaway today.
We are.
In the giveaway, you get a lip kit.
Same lip kit that I have on, the Girl Talk lip kit. So you get the Cameo lip tracer.
I got. We might have to keep this for ourselves. No.
You'll want one, honey. Yeah. Cameo lip tracer. You get the Girl Talk liquid velvet lipstick.
Okay.
And then you get the Sugar Lip Diamond Lava to go on top.
Oh my God, love it. You are so fabulous. Thank you so much for being on. You're gorgeous. Now we want to know if we can try on your ring.
I never take it off.
I mean, I would not take that thing off either.
You guys, love you. Be sure to leave a review. Hey Fresh Podcast on iTunes. We'll see you guys on Monday. Bye, everybody. Share the show. Bye.